Hyperventilation Guide, NHS Fife, Department of Psychology. Help yourself at moodcafe.co.uk. Approximate recording time, 5 minutes. You can skip through the tracks on this recording to find the beginning of each section. Hyperventilation. Hyperventilation means breathing in more than your body needs. Another way to describe it is to say overbreathing. Overbreathing is common during panic attacks. Some overbreathing is part of the body's normal response to threat. It supplies the muscles with more oxygen so that the body is ready to face the threat or to run away. This is known as the fight or flight response. When you begin to overbreathe, the balance of gases in the lungs is upset. A small amount of carbon dioxide normally stays in the lungs. If you breathe in too much air too often, the carbon dioxide is pushed out. When this happens, it can cause difficulty in getting breath, tightness in the chest, very rapid heartbeat, sweating, tingling or numbness, faintness, feeling of unreality, visual problems, rigid muscles or cramps, sudden emotional outburst, for example crying, or feeling too hot or too cold. These reactions are caused by too little carbon dioxide. They are very frightening in themselves and can lead to more overbreathing. This is known as the vicious cycle of hyperventilation. Fear leads to hyperventilation or overbreathing, which leads back to fear, and so on. Return to normal breathing. In order to break the vicious cycle of hyperventilation and return to normal breathing, it is important to stop overbreathing and make sure there is enough carbon dioxide in the lungs. Stopping overbreathing. 1. Try to find a quiet place to sit down. 2. Think about the word calm. 3. Try to release some of the tension in your upper body. Try loosening your shoulders and sit with a straight back. 4. Now think about your breathing. Step 1. Breathe out. Step 2. Breathe in slowly to the count of 4. 1 elephant, 2 elephant, 3 elephant, 4 elephant. Step 3. Hold your breath for the count of 4. Step 4. Breathe out slowly while counting elephants. Repeat the above steps until you begin to feel calm. Remember, don't take too many deep breaths in a row or breathe too quickly or you'll become dizzy. Take a few ordinary breaths in between the deep ones. Getting more carbon dioxide into your lungs. The rebreathing technique. Breathed out air has more carbon dioxide in it than ordinary air. If you breathe it in, the carbon dioxide will get back into your lungs more quickly. To do this, follow the steps below. 1. Cup your hands together. 2. Place them over your nose and mouth and keep them there. 3. Breathe in through your nose. 4. Breathe out through your mouth. 5. Breathe your own exhaled air. 3, 4 and 5 should be done slowly and without holding your breath. Repeat no more than 4 times. 6. Throughout the exercise, try to stay calm and relaxed. A paper bag works even better than hands, so if you can find one easily, try that. Do not use plastic. Further help. There are many resources to support people who experience anxiety and panic. Fife's Mood Cafe website, www.moodcafe.co.uk, has details of organisations and helplines that can offer support and advice. Mood Cafe also lists books to help you manage anxiety and has relaxation and breathing exercises that you can listen to or download. Coping with panic. Things to remember. 1. The feelings are normal bodily reactions. They are not harmful. 2. Do not add frightening thoughts. Describe what is happening. 3. Wait for the feelings to pass. And 4. Plan what to do next, then start off slowly. Controlling your breathing. Things to remember. 1. Breathe in slowly to the count of 4. 1 elephant, 2 elephant, 3 elephant, 4 elephant. 2. Hold your breath for the count of 4. And 3. Breathe out slowly while counting elephants. Visit moodcafe.co.uk for more helpful resources. Reviewed 2019. Fife Psychology Department. End of recording.